Hello.
Hello. I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting a survey, opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anybody in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay.
Who are you calling on behalf of?
We're a private independent research company.
Do you know you come up as scam likely?
Oh, I'm not. I wasn't aware of that, ma'am. But no scam. We're not trying to sell you anything or get any more calls regarding this. Everything's confidential. Okay?
Well, I'm not giving you any personal information then.
No, ma'am, we're not asking anything in that particular. Just your opinions on what's going on in the community, in the nation. That's all, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. So you are you 18 years or older and registered to vote in Oregon? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote?
Definitely, yes.
Definitely, okay. Regardless on how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat or Republican or independent or something else?
Republican.
Okay. Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or a very strong Republican?
A strong Republican.
Thank you, ma'am. What is your age?
75.
Okay. And next question reads, just to be sure we're representing everyone, may I ask your race?
White.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about the direction of the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you're feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First person would be Joe Biden from 0 to 100. How would you feel?
10.
Okay. Next person, Lori Chavez de Remer.
75.
Okay. Next person, Donald Trump.
60.
Okay. Republicans in Congress. How would you rate?
By Congress, you mean both House and Senate?
A Republican in Congress.
Well, Congress is both House and Senate.
You mean
all the Republicans in the House and Senate? How do I feel about them?
Yes, ma'am.
Sixty.
Okay. J.D. Vance.
I don't know enough about him. I've read some things I'm not going to say at this point.
Okay. I have to answers that you could choose on that opinion. No opinion, don't know, or never heard of. Which one would you lean towards?
No opinion.
Okay. Next person, Camilla Harris.
Thirty.
Okay. MAGA Republicans.
40.
Okay. Danielle Bynum.
Sorry, say that again.
Danielle Bynum. How do you feel?
How do you spell that last name?
B as in Bravo, Y N U M.
I don't know him.
Okay. Democrats in Congress.
Forty.
Okay. Trump Project 2025.
Trump Project 2025, you said?
Yes, ma'am.
55.
Okay. Next question. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat or Republican?
A Republican.
Okay. Would you say, okay, no, that's, that, would you say lean Republican or just Republican?
Republican.
Okay, thank you. Next question. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Trump.
Okay. Regardless on how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential election?
I think it's too close to call right now. I think they're very close. Trump and Harris mm-hmm. are very close.
Okay. So would you say don't know?
At the, yes.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, and I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez DeRemer?
Chavez DeRemer.
Thank you. Next question. Even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? If there a chance, a fair chance that you might support Bynum, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all? Might you support
No her? Chance at all. I'm happy with Chavez DeRemer.
Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Bynum is handling his job as president?
Disapprove, definitely.
Disapprove, okay. Somewhat or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez DeRemer is handling her job as you as your member of Congress?
Strongly approve.
Mm-hmm. Now, and now, I'm going to read you some doubts and, or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I may be talking with you about Lori Chavez DeRemer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez DeRemer for Congress. A great job, quite a bit. Just somewhat or not at all. Seniors have worked hard to earn their retirement security, but Chavez DeRemer supported cutting funding for Social Security and Medicare services, and she voted with Republicans 26 times to block bills that would protect both programs from cuts. It's clear Lori is working harder for her party than for Oregon seniors who've earned their retirement benefits. Would you say great job? Quite a bit, just some, not at all, or don't know?
Now this was agree or disagree with Chavez Dreamer's position, her alleged position?
No, that's asking.
Or agree with the assessment?
Correct. Yes, ma'am. With that.
Okay. I disagree.
Okay, so that would be not at all?
Yes.
Okay. Lori Chavez DeRemer broke her promise to us. She ran as a pro-choice candidate and said she supported a woman's right to choose. But in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortion and supports a nation ban on abortions that would override Oregon law. We need someone in Congress who will stand up for women's right, not break the promise to Oregon women. Great job, quite a bit, just some, not at all, or don't know.
And again, what is this allegedly Chavez DeRemer's position or the attack on her position that I'm supposed to be voting
that,
on?
That is some doubts and concerns some people have raised about.
Disagree strongly. I have heard her speaking in person, and she never said any such thing, and I don't believe she would.
Okay. Okay, so
I mean, she is pro-life,
mm-hmm.
but.
Okay, so that would be none at all. You don't.
Yes, I think that's a lie.
Okay, thank you. Next question. Chave DeRemer has embraced Trump, who extreme Project 2025 would radically reshape the federal government. The plan calls for a nationwide ban on abortion, eliminates the Department of Education, drastically cuts Medicare as we know it, rolls back LGBTQ plus rights, refunds federal law enforcement agencies.
You know what? You are calling to test out Democratic themes. And I don't want to be one of your testees. And let me tell you, this is just a disgusting left-wing thing, and I'm not cooperating any further. Goodbye.